Welcome to the Power of Partnership podcast. I'm Rianne Eisler, president of the Center for Partnership Systems. This podcast brings you voices from the partnership movement, people using partnership practices to build a world that values caring, nature, and shared prosperity. The Power of Partnership podcast is hosted by Cherry Jacobs-Pruitt, a health policy and partnership scholar. Today, Cherry interviews Dr. Piera Giacconi on the power of storytelling to change narratives in workplaces, hospitals, and communities. And now on to the POP podcast.
Welcome, Piera. I'm so looking forward to our discussion today and digging deeper into the power of our narratives and storytelling in shifting our paradigms to help create a more caring world. Can you start by sharing more about the Scuola Italiana Cantastoria, or the Italian Storytelling School? How did the school get started and what kind of programs does the school offer?
Thank you for the question, Cherry. All started in 1991 in Barcelona at an international congress. And one of my teachers said to me, why don't you go to have an interview with that man? And he was a French man specialized in fairy tales for adults. So he told me, oh, you know, I do fairy tales with manager. Great. That was what I wanted to do, to bring this powerful tool of personal development inside the organization. And year after year, step after step, I realized how to put together all this, all that I studied, and to have at the end a certified method, internationally certified, in narrative medicine. We started officially in 2010, and we founded an association in order to promote the culture of partnership, of respect, and of joy. And our intent was to work with children, teens, adults, families, and also persons with disabilities. And we can work inside organization for the psychological safety, for the confidence, for the respect, for the differences, or we can work in clinical areas, but not as a psychologist. What is wonderful in narrative medicine is that everybody can do it. You don't need to be a physician. You don't need to be a psychologist, a psychotherapist. Everybody is human. And this is the great power of fairy tales, to touch you into your deep humanity and to face the other in his deep humanity. And this is something magical, and this is so wonderful. And so they are not histories to make children sleep, to fall asleep your babies, but they are stories to awake adults. That's a true life. And this is why I was so enthusiastic about the possibility to bring fairy tales everywhere, not only with children. This is, was my idea. You know, when you light, that's it.
Can you talk about the impact that Rianne Eisler's, that her work has had on the founding of the school?
Yes, with pleasure. I didn't know about Rianne Eisler before I met Antonella Riem, which is a professor of Udine University, who translated all the books that are in Italian available from Riani. And when she gave to me the translation of The Real Wealth of Nations, this was absolutely inspired me, that, because I said, everywhere I went, I spoke about that. I wrote about that. And I said, the caring economy is not the economy of an hospital. It's everywhere. It's caring exactly the planet, the consequences, the family. And this is when we founded the association, La Voce delle Fiabe, into the laws, the internal laws of the association. We have the respect for everybody, the respect for the planet, the respect of anything, and this attention to economy also. So, and during the pandemic, I tried to get closer with some colleagues, and we decided to make the school stronger, to give the school not only a social benevolence indication, but also to go more deeply into the economic areas, to speak to women that want to leave their jobs and to do that they want to do their real job, to speak to men that want to do an extraordinary job of their life and not to go with shoulders like that every day.
Nice.
And so we decided to open to other professor, and now we have doctors from Rome and a consultant from Milano. We have nutritionists from Udine, from Friuli. So we are from different areas in Italy, and we are experimenting what Riani says, to work with an economic intention, but also with a very strong ethic intention, and wanting to build a different way of managing a company, an organization. At the moment, we are still an association, but who knows in future.
How does that narrative medicine process work? Can you give us some examples?
I can tell you the story. Once a lady came to my art therapy studio because she wasn't able to answer at the phone. And after writing and using fairy tales, what happened was that she was blocked because she found her partner. She found her partner coming back at home at the evening, dead at the entrance. And this was under a lot of many other things. And that at the end, she said, what is that? That terrible sadness that she was dominating, that she was controlling with her mind, and the tears were never enough out. And so that all that sadness remained inside. So we speak about fairy tales, and that slowly, naturally comes out. And so working, changing the imagination, changing thoughts, we build from inside to outside. We build a new reality, which is more true and more correspondent to our inner sense of life. So what we are born for. This is what fairy tales speak about. And narrative competence is very important in every area of work. If you are in a hospital or in a school or in another organization and you don't have the narrative competence to be able to hear or to be able to say no or to be able to say, now come closer and tell me what is wrong with you, things can become worse and worse and worse, and then working with you.
You are listening to the Power of Partnership podcast. If you would like us to share your partnership story, or if you would like to become a proud sponsor of the POP podcast, please contact us at center@partnershipway.org. And now, back to today's episode. Can you speak a bit more about how narrative medicine was founded?
During the 90s of the last century, there was what is called the narrative turn. A narrative became very important everywhere at the end of the 90s. And in 2003, Dr. Rita Charon at the Columbia Hospital, which is in the Bronx in New York City, she visited the patient, and after reading the papers, it was very difficult to understand what the person had. And she said to this man, in a Spanish man, she said, "But please, can you tell me your story?" And the man started crying. And he said, "It's the first time that the clinician asked me my story. And I am going from one clinician to another, and nobody understands what is wrong with me." And this was her light that said, it's important. Narratives are so important. And yes, as Riani says, we use more brain connections when we help others than when we are fighting with others. And we are more, we receive more dopamine and all these substances that are released by our brain when we do something which is okay for us, which is, I would say, in our beauty, in our best expression of our inner beauty. Because the lady to say the beauty we fall in love in fairy tales is a metaphor of our personal beauty. This is so simple for children and so difficult for adults.
Do you know if there are other storytelling schools similar to your school that exist around the world?
Unfortunately, there aren't schools like our school at the moment, because we are the only one who works with fairy tales, meditation, and play. But there are, in the United States, for example, there are the Duke University, there is the Duke University, the Columbia, that have inside the first, second, and third year of clinician education, there are courses of narrative medicine where students can go and learn through the classical literature, through the wonderful, the masterpieces of literature around the world. They can be inspired and write about their emotion, or analyze a masterpiece of literature and reverberating in together with the story. There are some books which are interesting. You can find the books of Brian Hurwitz, which is the British professor, and you can find the books of Dr. Rita Charol, which are two at the moment.
Are listeners able to access any of the courses from your school virtually for those who are not located in Italy?
Yes. We have online courses once a month through this wonderful possibility, which is the online connection. We can play together, we can breathe together, we can speak about fairy tale, what we like of that or what we don't like, what we hate of that fairy tale. And we can learn some tools that we can utilize, reuse in our work or personal life. Because this master, you can follow it also without writing a thesis, without having your practice at the end, but simply as a personal development tool, because you want to know better about you, or you like fairy tales, or fairy tales lover.
And how can our listeners find out about those online resources?
They can tap lavocedellefiabe.com, which means the voice of fairy tales. And my name is Piera Giacconi, and they can find a YouTube channel with many stories recorded.
Well, for our listeners, I will say that I will put a link to the website that Piera referenced in the show notes for today's episode. In addition, the books that Piera referenced will be in your show notes for today's episode, as well as, of course, a link to the Center for Partnership Systems, where you can always find information about courses and resources to dig deeper into Rian Eisler's cultural transformation story or cultural transformation theory, her domination partnership, social lens continuum, and the four cornerstones that make up every society of childhood and family relations, gender, economics, and of course, narrative and stories. Piera, before we close, I wonder if you have any final words you'd like to share with our listeners.
Yes, Cherry. I want to speak about magical words. We are facing this moment a lot of fake news, a lot of empty words. And what makes a word magical is the quality of your presence, is the truth of that word, is the intention in which you say it. And I would say, because fairy tale speaks about human qualities, and you can't buy them, you can't drink them. If you are sad, you can't drink some happiness. If you are ill, you can't operate and put inside your body hope, because it's a bad period. If you go to supermarket, you can't buy £1 of confidence, because you are without. And what is one thing that you have inside and that you like the most of yourself, Cherry? Tell me one.
That's beautiful. I think that changes at times. So for today, it's curiosity.
All right. I can agree with you. Yes. I feel that you put the question for today, for the interview today, with a lot of curiosity. And it's like to have this sense, the sense of smelling, your curiosity makes me feel a sense of smelling very strong. And we say that traditional storytellers have a sense of smell for gold, because human quality are gold in fairy tales. Is when they speak about gold, they speak about something that is uncorruptible. It's a metal, is a property. The property of gold is that it cannot be destroyed by acids, for example. It's always gold. You can beat and beat 1 gram of gold, and you can cover 1 meter of surface. So 1 gram of curiosity can regenerate 1 square meter of stagnation or ignorance. So this is why I'm so powerful, our qualities. So the magical word for you is curiosity. And I hope that the podcast listener can find inside themselves one thing that they like the most of them. And that could be really a magical word to think about, to say to us inside. Also, when we are facing a bad person, a bad moment, a bad situation.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Piera. It has truly been a pleasure interviewing you today.
Thank you, Cherry. Thank you to Liane Eisler that will be hearing and knowing about our history. We are so moved to know how close to us. And this will give us a lot of force. Of strength.
Thank you for listening to the Power of Partnership podcast. We're grateful to Rising Appalachia for the use of resilience as our Power of Partnership theme music. If you would like us to feature your partnership story, or if you would like to be a proud sponsor of the Power of Partnership podcast, please contact us at center@partnershipway.org. We hope you enjoyed this episode and will leave us a review on your favorite podcast channel. And don't forget to subscribe to be notified when new episodes are released. I'm Cherry Jacobs Pruitt. See you next time on the Power of Partnership podcast.
I am resilient. I trust the movements. I negate the chaos. Uplift the negative. I'll show up at the table again and again and again. I'll close my mouth and learn to live.